You're listening to Goons, Games, and Gear, the sexiest gaming podcast in the world.
It's Switch 2 rumors time. That's right. Speculation.
Coming. Reggie, give me the Switch.
Give it to me. Nah, people are just talking about the Switch 2 again. So now, as YouTubers, we have to shill and, right. and talk about
it's
it.
It's hot. It's the new topic.
Personally, I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
At some point.
I think
at some point
we're going to get an announcement in a month, in a year.
In a certain amount of
unspecified
time.
Unspecified month, unspecified year, of course. And there will be a new system. I don't think it'll be called the Switch 2.
I think it'll be called the Switch 2 Electric Boogaloo.
I think it's going to be called something like Nintendo toilet, like some random.
The Joy-Cons go on the toilet, like right. they hold
you
into
strap
the.
Strap in, and then it's like, dun, dun, dun. It's like the F-Zero.
And, yeah, no, and the first game, F-Zero.
Right. F-Zero 99-2.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Star Fox. That's also...
Star Fox is a good one, too, yeah.
Fox, we're going down!
Peppy's, like, face appears as you, like, flush.
I would buy it.
Honestly, that sounds cool.
But really, though, do we think it's going to come out this year?
Like... No. I think... No. I think the most realistic leak, a rumor, whatever you call it, that I saw was that it was going to be announced and released next year. But I take that with a grain of salt because this is like the 90th time the Switch Pro, the Switch 2, the Switch Boogaloo has been leaked. And here we are with nothing.
Apparently Activision has played it at Gamescom.
There's a lot of like
developers
real info now. Yeah, that like developers have the test kits or whatever they're called for it.
I'm scared.
Ignore it.
Okay, no, it's just me. Okay. Developers have to play it at some point to like,
right.
you know what they're playing with, but I'm seeing rumors or leaks that it's going to be 8 inches, right?
What is it now?
So the base Switch was 6.2, the OLED 7.
So it'll be a little bigger.
Yeah, so it's like...
And still an OLED screen?
That we don't know. Last time I saw it, it was going to be LCD. Yeah, LCD. So, except I launched it 2024 with an 8-inch LCD screen. Mm. That would piss me off. That, yeah. Like I wasn't a believer at first until I played Derek's OLED. And I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, it's so much better.
It's so much better. It's like, it feels like it's always in dark when it's on LCD.
Yeah.
But, I don't know if it's going to still keep the Switch name. I think they're panicking. They don't know what to call it because they probably learned from the Wii U that they have to market it in a way.
Right, just name it a whole new thing, but like explain that it's backwards compatible with everything else.
Assuming it is.
Right. Would it better be. I have all these Switch games. I want them to still work.
Well, you have like 8 Switches, so right. you'll keep
I would
at least
never
one.
Get rid of the Switches.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a fantastic console and library, but
right.
still, Derek, if you play with these more, I'm going to hit you. You've been playing. <It's> like, everybody we record, you're just like shuffling.
I'm like, gambit.
I'm afraid that if it's not backwards compatible, I'm going to be very hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be like, dude, come on. That's lame. It's apparently supposed to be PS4 compatible, like, in strength-wise, which Nintendo can work wonders with. If they can make Mario Odyssey
huge.
And Smash Ultimate look as gorgeous as they do, imagine on a PlayStation. Yeah. Apparently, Sakurai's working on the next Smash.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, he's not actually retired. He's still working on the games. Oh my god, just like so nice.
Just do Smash Ultimate 2. Or just do Smash Ultimate and just add.
Don't make a new game. Just leave it the same. Add more characters. That's all I want. Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Re-release it for the new system as a complete version and then do more DLC. There's your answer.
Yeah, they really. I mean, honestly, they could do
it's
that.
It's so nice.
Because they make a new Smash game, they have to talk to all these people again.
I know,
you know,
all these deals, put right. characters we don't want in the game, leave out characters we did like. I mean, come on.
What, Lego representation? Lego character?
cool. Lego William Farrell for his new movie that he just announced. That's all set in Legos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like a biopic of his life, but as a Lego piece.
Huh.
Yeah.
What about Lego Batman? How about that?
That would be so cool.
That would be cool. But that's where Smash speculation. For Switch 2, though, yeah, like, I think it. So the base Switch released at $300. Apparently, with inflation, it would cost $375 today.
Jeez.
With that, yeah, I know. OLED's $350, right? That's the standard price for OLED.
$350.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say a Switch 2 is gonna be like $450. Sadly,
that's like they'll probably like bloat it up. It sucks.
Especially if it's an LCD screen.
Yeah. Especially if it's like a downgrade in some stuff, but an upgrade in others. I feel like they'd, I don't know. I feel like they'd screw us like that.
Also, there's also rumor, well, there's theory going around in this article, but I've said this from the beginning that apparently Metroid Prime 4 could be a cross-gen Switch 2 launch title.
At this point, yeah.
I mean, I was saying it's going to be a launch title. That's like my firm belief at this point that it's like either they're done with it after the reset or they're just like doing bug fixing and like just optimizing it.
Release one day.
Yeah, it's going to release, but
because their release schedule for this year, I saw a picture of it the other day. I don't know if I saved
it. Just like there's look. Peach, there's it's Mario. Peach,
Mario versus Donkey Kong, Luigi's Mansion 2 HD, and I want to say they just put Metroid Prime 4 on there. Oh my god!
No, they didn't put Metroid Prime 4 on there, did they? No, Nintendo don't lie to these people.
Schedule
2024. Anyway,
while I'm looking this.
Yeah, while you're looking that up, I'm trying to think if they're gonna add Amiibo support. I feel like they're just done with Amiibos. They haven't made, like, they're not really making new Amiibos, right?
There's, like, Xenoblade had two new Amiibos that came out.
Splatoon 3.
Splatoon. Mm-hmm. And then Sora's the last Smash one, so.
Right. Like, which is weird because Amiibos are awesome. They just, for some reason, fumbled super hard and refused to, like, apply them to their games?
Yeah. I mean, the Switch, like, could use them. It wasn't like the hardware was stopping anybody or whatever, so.
Right. I'm not saying you have to use all the Amiibos, but, like, I don't know, man. What if, maybe for, like, Kirby, if you use, like, a Kirby Amiibo, you get, like, an exclusive color for, like, Forgotten Lands, you know? Like, you could just do simple stuff like that.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
I'll never find it. But there was four games they showed. It was those three and then another one. I don't remember what, but
yeah, I remember that. I just don't know what it was. Let me see if like Paper Mario. What about Paper Mario?
Paper Mario is on that. Oh, okay, list,
so,
I think.
So Paper Mario.
Here it is. It's Mario, Donkey Kong, Princess Peach, Luigi's Mansion 2, and Paper Mario, which is on Nintendo's official website. So.
Right. What's the release date for it?
Peach is March. Donkey Kong's February, and then the other two, Luigi's summer and Paper Mario's just this year.
I'm surprised, their summer would include October, right?
No, it's June, July, August, September, I think is their summer.
Oh, really?
Or it just might be June, July, August.
Because you think they just release Luigi's Mansion 2 HD in October.
Right.
That's, you know, like, wouldn't that just be like the October bet?
I don't think it's Nintendo working on it. It's the company that makes Luigi Mansion is working on it.
I get that.
So they might add more stuff to it. So it depends on them, I guess. I have a feeling they could push it back and be like, oh, October.
Right. That's just like a holiday, a Halloween release.
A lot of people are saying because of this, too, we're going to get like a Direct soon.
I can see that.
At least for just like game releases, which makes sense. I mean, when was the last Direct? February should be the time for the Direct, because that's the beginning of the fiscal year for these companies. So, it would be a good time for it.
Right, but again, like, but when would they talk about Switch 2?
It would be later in the year. It depends what they have to announce this year. The rumors right now are, like, a new Donkey Kong game.
Really?
There was a leak. Did you send it to me?
I don't think so.
I think I just saw it on Twitter. Pokemon Day.
Oh,
which is coming up.
I saw a stupid 4chan post that was just stupid and pissed me off about They're like, oh, there's another mythical coming. It's got another epilogue. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, no, that was stupid. there's a
picture. That's a size comparison. That's a
size
right?
comparison. Oh, yeah. These guys tweeted it too, yeah. So there's apparently another new mythical Pokemon coming, which we'll announce at the thing.
But I don't think it's gonna be like an epilogue level thing. I think it's just gonna be like a distribution.
Yeah, like I don't think it's gonna be like a thing.
With Zaruba? Is that his name?
Zarude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the monkey. Zarude, the monkey dude. Yeah, like, I think it'll just be a movie tie-in. They always have a mythical movie tie-in for every generation, don't they? Right? I mean, like, Deontay / Volcarona.
We didn't get any movies, though, last generation.
Yeah, for Galar, yeah.
Galar, so. But there was also no distribution for Galar, right? All the Pokemon were in the game.
I mean, they gave, like, shiny versions as distribution, but...
Right, but, like, no, like, mythicals given away, right?
Nope.
Because Calyrex was DLC.
Yeah, Urshifu, DLC.
Urshifu was DLC. Everybody was in the game.
Yeah, they're all DLC, so, yeah.
Which was really weird, but...
But yeah, what
the, there's apparently a bunch of stuff that they're going to announce at the Pokemon Day next month, which is in February.
We do our own speculation on that.
Yeah, that could be like a whole other thing. But
for Switch 2, though, I don't think it's going to be able to support, or NFC readers, I guess. I just don't... But if it's backwards compatible, then...
It will.
It will.
I also feel like it's not hard to add it, because it was just... It's what, on the joystick for the Switch?
Yeah.
For the one?
It's on joystick.
So... That should be fine. I want no stick drift. That issue better be fixed. Because also, I like haven't heard of that issue in so long. Right. So I think they fixed it on the back end and like nobody just like says it anymore. Or
the new controller schemes now, not on the Switch, but it's like these like magnets and stuff like that on the other side. Right, so like that's why you can't have stick drifts like the Steam Deck. But yeah, that'd be quite the bummer. Assuming it's bigger, I don't think these Joy-Cons are going to be backwards compatible with it, right? Like, because if it's...
They might have a way to do it, because they did it with the Wii U for the Wii, right?
But like, this completely depends on the Switch, the size of the console.
Oh, right, true. Right? If it's bigger, then...
I mean, unless the edges are angled...
Right.
Then they could size it appropriately, so it could work.
Otherwise, will, like, just hang off of the Joy-Cons.
But we're also assuming that it's not going to be a new gimmick, because every Nintendo console is a new gimmick. Literally. That too. Yeah, you know, it's like, but, like, I don't know where they go from
this. We're assuming this is, like, a Switch 2, actually, like, a sequel system, and not just, like, something completely new. But I feel like Nintendo has, like, a goldmine here with this, hybrid portable at-home system, so keep it that way. It's just, like, finding intuitive ways to do it now. I kind of hope the dock does something.
You know, I hope that the Joy-Cons are magnetic. I hope that instead of a rail system, it's, like, a magnet system, but then still a way to lock it.
Right.
Because that way, you know, there's got to be a way to be able to lock it.
Right, to attach it without this rail system.
Right, but then I guess the only issue with that would be that the controls would still be considered... Wireless? Are they considered wireless when you put them in? Do the rails... I don't think the rails...
They attach them. That's like the click sound when attach them, I think.
But like, I don't think they're actually physically...
Wireless.
I think once it connects, it has a protocol to immediately connect into the Switch.
Right, right.
Versus, like, if it was a USB an actual USB, it would, I guess, say it? I don't know. But, yeah, it's like, I would like for Joy-Cons to be backwards compatible. Because, like, again, I don't know. Let's be real for a second. HD Rumble was a kind of a flop. No one cares about HD Rumble.
Like, it's cool when it worked. Right. And
but
that was it.
If it was going to work, they would have done it in WarioWare games.
Right, right.
But they don't. So, like, I think they're going to drop HD Rumble. No one cares about HD Rumble, right? Right. Let's see. You know, you could use the tablet.
Oh, I thought you had something up there. I was just like looking it up on Twitter. I was trying to remember what other games they had. Yeah, it was Donkey Kong, the Metroid Prime 2 remaster is another rumored one, and then a new Fire Emblem, I guess, which like they're making them too often now almost. Now that like Three Houses did really good, but
right.
I don't know. Yeah, most of this is the same.
So. Like, again, I just want to be... My hope is that even when it's undocked, it's still... It's 1080p 60. Grant, so when it comes to portability, right. When you plug into power, it gets... it because it has constant electricity going to it, that enables it to run better frames and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm hoping that with a more powerful Switch, they would be able to just still keep a 1080 screen, 1080p screen at least. I don't know if they can change anything about the frames without like a power going into it.
Right.
Also, they better keep the kickstand from OLED. Being
apparently LED.
That'd be stupid. That right. Just pissed me off. But like, they better keep the kickstand from the OLED because the base Switch kickstand was just ass.
Oh, it was garbage. It broke on everything.
Yeah, broke on everything.
Just keep it the same. Yeah.
Right. That was like the actual upgrade in every kickstand needs. None of this flimsy crap.
Right.
I assume the dock would have. I'm still.
I want more USB ports on the dock. I don't use too many.
Four?
I think there's three. There's two on the side and one on the back.
On the back, HDMI. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. I want that, but I really want docks to be backwards compatible. That's kind of big for me.
That too, yeah.
Being able to plug, because the dock is really just a charging port.
So it's just a Type C, yeah. So as long as it's not thicker, it should be fine. It could be wider.
It has a little bit of wiggle room, like a little bit.
Right.
Right. But yeah, I guess they're working within the confines of. Because they right. want to keep it thin. They don't want to make... They probably desperately don't want to make it any thicker. I've never really had trouble with the battery life.
No. Honestly, the battery life usually lasts pretty long.
Right. Or at least on the new, like, OLED and two, what, like
the V2 systems. Yeah, because
they replace the batteries. They're like, yeah, these are... I don't know how much more they can advance on the Joy-Cons, again, other than, like, a magnet system.
I mean, they're pretty good controllers. I mean, maybe making them a little bigger for, like, people with bigger hands, but...
Well, like, but how many people actually use it sideways?
You know? Oh, like, never.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right,
no,
right.
But, like, just the Joy-Cons themselves, generally.
Kind
of cluster, or, like, they're tighter for people with bigger hands.
I do not like holding the Switch anymore without grips on it, which we should get sponsored for, by the way. Someone sponsor us, like, what are they called?
The Comfort Grips.
Comfort Grips, yeah. I want sponsorship there. Also, you know what I want? I want the D-pad to be actually a D-pad, not four individual buttons. I don't like that. Not
buttons, yeah.
It makes it, very annoying on for fighting games.
Right.
That's super annoying. Oh, my God. This is, like, a huge must. It has to have better UI. The UI is just so terrible.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that leak of the, like, beta version of the UI for the Switch?
I thought it was a mock-up.
Is it a mock-up of it?
I thought it was a mock-up.
I thought it was, like, a real thing.
No, also, by the way, I saw this going around where, like, people are claiming it's going to have, like, they're going to do, like, a DS style.
Yes. I don't see the point.
I
think the 3DS, unfortunately, is just, like, dead. Like, those hand... If they're going to do a hybrid system forever, then, yeah, those handhelds like that right. are dead.
Two screens at this kind of quality? No way.
Right.
The only reason it worked with the DS because it was, like, 360p.
Right, they were nothing, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, people are rumoring that it's going to be, like, a clamshell where it's, you can flip and stuff like that. I'll eat a sock before that happens. Right. I just don't.
Oh, here's the that 4chan.
That's the Pokemon one, right?
Is it just Pokemon?
Yeah, it's just oh, okay. Yeah. I don't care about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So like, yeah. I mean, obviously, it can be more powerful. Like PS4 level. That's what we're speculating here. Right.
I kind of hope it's still cartridges. I like the like the little cases.
I really don't think they're gonna go all digital. I don't think like
Nintendo. I don't think would ever go all digital.
They can't go disc because like it'd be too easy to scratch the constant movement.
Right.
Like even on like the PSP, you like weren't supposed to like move it all the time while playing a disc.
Right. While I had it in there. Yeah. Right.
And it can't go all digital unless they plan giving like a terabyte hard drive or hard drive.
Right.
But like. Realistically, having just a the SD card and
right the SD card expansion is like one thing Nintendo just nailed.
Yeah, they knocked out of the park.
Right, like I think I have a think I have a terabyte SD card in there or something. Really? And, like, I'll never run out of space with that.
Because with Nintendo games, you're not going to play competitive. You don't need everything on SSD.
Right.
You know, like, even the internal storage, like, I guess, is technically the fastest way by, like, barely seconds.
Right.
You know, so it's... But, yeah, they knocked that part of the micro SD, so they're definitely going to bring that back. The question is, will they bring back cartridges? Well, not even will. It's more like, will it be backward compatible? Right. Basically, is it going to be, like, same cartridge?
That's, like, or... that's my hope. I mean, I would love to have another system that I could play all these Switch games on, but...
Right.
I also get why they wouldn't, I guess.
Because the thing for Nintendo, right, is if they... financially, if they don't allow you to, then... Like
it all would, this it, Switch it, stuff it, is like dead.
Well, it let them be able to do remakes.
Oh, true. You know, I guess.
I don't think really anything more rumor wise. I think we're just saying. But, I just don't like financially. It makes more sense. It just looked really bad. But like, unless they just upgraded cartridges in some amazing way where it's cheaper to manufacture, but also holds more storage on them. Because I think they only hold 32 gigs of storage, right? Like, of memory that...
Something like that. I think the only one that, like, doesn't fully fit on that's a Nintendo game is Breath of the Wild.
Really? And, didn't fit on it?
Tears of the Kingdom, I think.
Really?
I think Breath of the Wild was only because of the DLC afterwards, too.
Well, it's DLC. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's only, like, 32 gigs. So if they could, like, up that somehow, like, just mask a micro SD card to look like a cartridge.
Let's see. Card converter capacity 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. Okay, so the cap... Oh, wait, what? Or is it through the years?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe through the years. Can we, like... when I put Nintendo Switch cartridge, you'd think? Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. The card... Oh, no. I guess... Okay. So I guess they try and fit the needs of... of developers?
Oh, interesting.
Huh. Okay, 64 gigs were planned to be introduced in the second half of 2018, but due to unsatisfactory circumstances, Nintendo delayed the launch of this variant to 2019, and then delayed again to 2020.
Oh, so they've been upgrading them as they've gone along.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so that's cool. That they, are working on it.
Honestly,
64 gigs would probably be enough forever for Nintendo.
It's probably
for, like, their third-party guys that they need bigger, obviously, like Doom and Skyrim and games like that, I guess. But. Right.
And then Activision has tested out, apparently, the Switch 2, because they literally made a promise that Call of Duty games would come to... I think they legally have to. I think that's part of, like, a condition.
Right.
Which, I guess at PS4 levels, it can be done. You just have to really lower the graphics. Well, I don't know. They're still coming out on PS4 and Xbox One, right?
No, I think this one is the last one, Modern Warfare 3.
Right? Oh, really?
I don't think it came out on those systems.
I don't know. It did, because I remember, because I got the cross-gen version, which is just...
Oh,
and okay. I think I tweeted out about how pissed off I am about how I get screwed... I'm getting a $70 version of the game when I don't need it. Like, give me the next version for $60.
Right.
But no. Right. Obviously, that doesn't exist, because screw me, right? Well, so if 64 gigabyte exists, then they don't really need to come out with a new cartridge, right? I mean...
No. I mean, that's fine. That's all they need.
Right. I mean, you're not putting cold... Well, I mean, you kind of are now.
But... Right. It's not their problem.
Yeah, exactly. Like... At that point, I Call of Duty, if they put their game on the Switch, they'd be like, it's all digital. I don't think they'd come out with the physical.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Here's three cartridges. Yeah. This is for the campaign, multiplayer, zombie.
Warzone. There you go.
That actually kind of worked, though.
That's why I was saying Ty and other games before, too, is like, even if you have it as, like, two cartridges in a case, if the game's too big, like, that would be cool. So.
But I don't, I'm going to look it up right now, but, like, what is the cost... Switch cartridges.
A lot of these companies too, like Nintendo's not asking like Activision to be on their system. Like I'm sure it'll help, but like Activision looks at Nintendo and is like, wow, you have like the best selling console of this generation and almost all time. So they're like, we need to be on your system to like triple our sales basically. So
yeah, but if you buy Call of Duty on Nintendo, I mean,
like, it's kids will, because that's all they have, right?
Fair.
It's like,
right.
I only have a Switch, so I'm going to play Call of Duty on my Switch.
But at that point, I don't think it would have crossplay. I think you just keep it on the...
Oh, you just... Yeah, you keep the kids over there, and that's it.
So, I mean, this is from a Reddit post, but physical storage for games is sold bundled up with a licensing cost. According to whoever, a 32-gig Switch cart costs, cartridges cost 60% more than a 50-gigabyte PS4 disc. So it was coming out something bonkers, like $22 of a $60 game was going to Nintendo. Huh.
As opposed to like 13.
Oh, this is why so many games get the 8-gigabyte cartridge and the rest is a download treatment, because apparently 8 are sold for the same price as a 50-gigabyte PS4 Blu-ray.
Huh. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So if that's the case, yeah, for developers, that makes probably the most sense.
Right.
Because, you know, why would you want to pay more and still barely fit your game when you get forced to download on a consumer?
Right.
I mean, at this point, like, if the cost is still like that, then everyone has a micro SD card, right? Like, it's kind of a necessity for a Switch.
It's like everything, yeah.
It would be really hard to get by with a Switch without an SD card if you download any games digitally.
Oh, yeah, if you're strictly, like, digital on the Switch, which I don't see how you can be, like, yeah, I mean, most of these games, you'd only, it depends on the game, I guess. Like, if you're only doing indie games, it'll probably hold a good amount.
Right.
I think, like, on my Switch, my internal storage, I only have, like, 3 or 4 games. The rest are all on the SD card, right. So...
So through all this, then realistically, the Switch 2 could just use the same cartridges,
right? Just
right?
Rebrand like, it as whatever
right.
the new system's called or whatever. But yeah, just or, have it as the same cartridges.
If hopefully maybe there's a way for Nintendo to lower that price for people,
or that yeah, figure right, out how to cost effectively make these cartridges, because like so like PS4 discs and like Xbox Series X discs are just Blu-ray discs. So they're kind of like, obviously they're going to be cheaper because they're like a common...
It's like a 50 gigabyte disc. I'm going off of the...
It's like a common like thing though, right? Like Blu-ray discs are not just used for games. It's like movies,
right.
TV shows, like stuff like that. Like these Switch cartridges are specifically made for the Switch.
Yeah, so I with this information, unless Nintendo wants to be super greedy and just... force people to make new cartridges, that way they can justify make new games, but that's forcing the consumer to like upgrade and not right. keep their Switch, because a lot of people would just like, all right, I guess I'm trading my stuff
right and get a new system
right,
which a lot of people do they right. just kind of start from scratch and bite the bullet and whatever. So
yeah, so like it's a coin toss, it could go either way. The best case scenario is that they just keep the cartridge system they have.
Right.
And just add a bunch of other features, make it stronger, Switch, etc. Yeah, I think that's the best case. So I just don't know if Nintendo has a hatred for backwards compatibility. I mean,
I don't think they do.
They love to market it. Like Virtual Console, the Switch Online.
True of recent years, yeah.
Right. Which,
by like the Wii was with GameCube, Wii U was with Wii. And then, you know, I mean, they went back to cartridge, so like it's understandable for the Switch, but like. But Virtual Console just like. Is not Virtual Console anymore. This Switch Online garbage.
The story goes is like apparently they had one super genius on like the emulation for Virtual Console.
And they left or something.
Yeah, they like left from a dispute, and like ever since they just could not get it to the level that they would like it to be.
Yeah.
That's why we get like these weird, terrible ports. I'm not sure if this is a hot take, but I think at this point they're gonna announce a Switch 2 and they're gonna say, oh, Switch GameCube, Switch Online. Or part of the Switch Nintendo, whatever.
Right, online right. thing.
Yes, yeah. Nintendo Online only for the Switch 2. I think that's the only course. I don't think current Switch is going to be... Because once you get to the GameCube, now you're going to start worrying about, like, actual downloads. You know, like old, you know, Game Boy Advance, etc. really small, like megabytes. None of them pass the gig, right?
Right, right. Versus, these are like hundreds of megabytes now we're getting into.
Right, right. For like even those cute, you know, GameCube discs, they still hold, I think 8 gigabytes?
I don't even think it was a gig. Oh, really? I think it was megabytes still.
No way.
For the GameCube discs. Or actually, no. You know what? I think it is something ridiculous that when I saw it, I was like, wow, that holds that much.
Yeah, because they're super small, which is stupid, but. Oh my god. 6 gigs. What?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Which is, for the time though, was like still like a ton. But like obviously I don't think a lot of that was optimized for those games.
I think it pissed off a lot of developers because comparative to like the Xbox and the PS.
Oh well, Nintendo's always been behind. But I think the biggest game was Twilight Princess.
That was like less than 2 gigs?
That didn't require like a Nintendo exclusive game. Biggest Nintendo exclusive
on GameCube. Yeah, because there's
by size.
Yeah.
By disc size. I think it was Twilight Princess. Sunshine was the biggest.
Really?
Biggest single disc game at 1.3 gigs. Biggest multi disc game was Bait and Kados, which had 2 discs.
I didn't know GameCube games had multiple discs.
Yeah, I think Bait and Kados.
Never heard of it.
Phantasy Star Online and. I think that was it. I think those are the only multi-disc games, but there's a couple. They were like really obscure JRPGs.
Right, but okay, so even at a gigabyte, let's say for conversation purposes, a gigabyte cap, right?
Right.
For GameCube games, that adds up. Like when you download when you have the Switch Online games, I think it goes to your internal storage when the app updates. It updates with all the games that they include, but they're only megabytes, so like.
Right, so it's not giant. It's like that whole app is probably. A gig with NES, Super Nintendo, Genesis, and Game Boy Color Advance, whatever's on there. You know, it's probably a gig at this point.
Right, but once you get in the GameCube, it's like
right now we're like gigs and gigs of games.
At 64 gigabytes, like for base storage on a Switch, you could get by.
It's still fine.
Yeah, you can still do it, but I still that's why my belief is that Switch 2 is gonna. That's when they're gonna choose GameCube. That's, like, my full belief. I think they could probably get away with up to Wii U. Maybe. But I don't know
how... It gets hard when you get to Wii, though. Well, no, the Joy-Cons have motion controls. Yeah. But you still... Well,
yeah,
there's two Joy-Cons. I guess they could remap everything, but it's still hard because you don't,
because right Joy-Con could just be the Wii U and the left, the controller left is nunchuck.
Right. Yeah, I guess
you know, they could figure it out. They could totally figure it out. I keep knocking back. I keep tilting back.
Oh.
Sorry about that. Yeah, so like, I don't know how far they can go with that particularly, but I think if we're at PS2 levels, then it could easily handle a Wii game. But they really need to make sure on the back end that it's, just pure emulation. Right? Like... You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, download it and let me emulate it versus whatever it is now they do for it.
And also,
because all the games have like a delay and they're just they stutter.
Yeah, some of them are bad.
So bad.
Right.
Like, the fact that I can't play like Super Mario Bros. Like flawlessly on this thing, like,
yeah, is really
just nauseating.
Right. It's, and you can tell easily.
Yeah.
But I think with the GameCube, once they add it, I think they're going to start doing selective download rather than bulk. Like,
probably.
You know, yeah, like, you know, like, oh, you want to play this game? Okay, you got to download it. It's only a gig. It's like, okay.
Right.
You know?
That's fine.
That works. That works. But, yeah, that was mostly my hot take. That's when they're going to introduce the GameCube Switch Online.
Right.
I don't think they're going to stop this, like, the Switch Online.
No, I don't think we'll ever get Virtual Console again. Because I think they have a nice, like, flow now.
Right.
Where it's like, okay, we put stuff on Virtual Consoles, and the big ticket stuff, we just remake.
Right, right, right. Like,
because like we didn't get Super Mario RPG on, or we didn't get Mario RPG on Switch Online, did we?
I don't think so.
So like that was never.
Did
there.
We get Mario 64 though?
No, I don't think we did because it was in the Mario
right.
3D
that's
All-Stars
why, yeah.
Collection. You know what other games have they like remade? Like obviously like the Pokemon games, they'll never put those on there. because like they've remade all of them. I mean, they may put like
they put Stadium
and Stadium 2, but like red, blue, and yellow, like they never put that on there, or gold and silver with the Game Boy games.
Did they? I thought they put red and blue. I could easily be wrong on that.
They put like Oracle of Seasons, but like, and then they did Link's Awakening DX, but after the remake was already out. I'm trying to think what else. Did they put Ocarina of Time on there, right?
Yeah.
The N64 one?
Mm-hmm.
What else have they remade? Like, remade? That, like, was that old, I guess.
I thought it was only the Mario collection.
I guess it was, yeah. Just the Mario collection the other and Mario RPG.
Because the remakes we think about is on the the 3DS. Like, Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask. Which they...
Added the Pokemon trading card game on there.
Yeah! Woo! All right. Yeah, they just have, let's see here.
Pokemon trading card. Snap 1, but they made like a sequel with that. That's fine.
And then
Puzzle League.
Puzzle League. Woo. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they have like a nice method of it now where it's like put stuff on the online, stuff we want to, but the big stuff we like completely remake now, which is cool. So I don't know. I feel like they just will never go back to like virtual console the way we think of it.
Right.
Which like is fine, I guess. They get more out of the subscription.
Right, right.
So.
And we get online.
Right.
But which, by the way, better online. Need it. Give it.
That's like a netcode thing. Yeah, that you have to pay your idiots that are working at HQ that are coding that. Like, they need to fix that.
So. And, like, Rye got backwards or rollback netcode. Like, give that to everything. You know, get better online. That's, I feel like that's a needed at all times. I think that's really...
That's pretty much all the, like, big points of it.
Like, I just want a better D-pad for the Joy-Cons. I really don't care about social features like posting to like social media from the Switch, you know?
It's
like
useless.
I think it's useless. I think
apps work on there. That might be a big thing, not for like us, but like other people. Like getting like Twitch to actually work on there
and they'll
like,
never
Netflix and Hulu.
Oh,
and
you need to watch.
Yeah.
Well, Hulu's on there.
Hulu's not bad. Hulu's Twitch they took off because it couldn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's gone
off the Switch now. Wait, I'm sure.
But is that why? Are you sure that's why?
I think it is. I think they couldn't figure out why it wouldn't like work.
I just assumed it was licensing. Why was Twitch removed from Switch? Like Hulu, I mean, it's slow. It just sucks. Oh, the app had a lot of issues on launch with user complaints lasting well in 2023. There are a variety of functions that you couldn't use on the app, including accessing the chat, broadcasting your streams, or subscribing to creators. It was just a huge mess. Being able to watch, but how are you going to use chat on a console?
That's stupid. You can on
really
PlayStation or Xbox, but, like, at the same time...
Stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're watching Twitch, just watch it on your phone.
Do you think they're going to add,
or, like, interacting with
a built-in mic? Steam Deck has that. I don't know why.
It's, like, a useless feature. It's for, like, people who don't own a headset, I guess, but...
Well, they still expect people to use the stupid app, right? To connect to their phone, to connect to the Switch?
For Nintendo licensed games, yes, which is stupid. For any other game, you can plug in a headset and just work. But it has to be in handheld mode because that's where the headphone jack is on the system. Unless they do have a couple of Bluetooth headsets that work, I guess, with it. But I don't know. There's also just, like, no voice chat in most games anyway for Nintendo. Or, like, if there is, nobody's talking in it, right? So.
Right. Yeah, so, I guess if there was a built-in mic, it would have to be on the top.
Right.
But you're just going to yell loud.
Or, yeah, and you're only going to use it in handheld mode if it has that, so.
Yeah, I mean, better online. I get Joy-Cons, maybe just... I feel like they just use the exact same Joy-Cons as better D-pads.
Right.
Don't care about social features. The screenshot and the flashback recording's nice.
It's nice to have.
I just want a better way to transfer it to my phone. The way they have it just sucks. It's like, connect to this Wi-Fi service by scanning on your phone. Okay, now connect. Now watch. Now scan this QR code.
Oh, you know? Yeah. It's if it's on the Wi-Fi service, it should be able to detect it that way. Not, right. Like set up a special link.
Yeah, but like there's like a
app or just have it in the Nintendo Online app, like PlayStation and Sony have.
If what do you mean?
Your screenshots and replays on PlayStation and Sony are in your Xbox and PlayStation app on your
phone. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Or you can, like, take them and back them up there.
Right.
It depends on whatever setting you have, but they could just do that.
You know, not that it would ever really happen again, but I really want Miiverse to come back.
Streetpass and stuff was so much fun. Like, people still do it in Japan.
Really?
They bring their 3DS everywhere. There's this guy I was reading about I think it was Iwata, like, visited their HQ one day, and he got his Street Pass, really? And apparently, it like, he's just like, I'll never get rid of it. Like, my 3DS is, like, literally worth millions now.
I could see that.
For his,
yeah, like, I could, Street Pass. Yeah, I could totally see that. The only reason they probably never do it is because they have to make the Switch itself touchscreen to, like, draw on it, and if it's only one screen, you're not
going to... It is touchscreen, isn't it? It just doesn't support stylus.
No, that's what I mean. Like oh, yeah, it's wearing a stylus. Cause like you're just scratch up that screen versus like the touchscreen on the DS was always like scratched up.
Right.
But like, God, those were good times.
Ugh, it was so fun.
The Miiverse.
The Miiverse stage in Smash Brothers 4.
That, if you see this, so call good. Me. And those artists were like, they got talented.
Oh, they were like big brain artists. Right.
I mean, the only way they could like circumvent that is by maybe you, and it would suck, but using the pointer on like a Joy-Con as like the stylus to draw.
Oh, true.
You know, but like obviously it'd be shaking and stuff like that.
Right. It wouldn't be as precise as like a stylus.
But you know what? This is like maybe my final thoughts on it. I want a theme for the home screen. So like the Wii and the Wii U had like the Mii Plaza and stuff like that. Had the great music and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I love that. That was so fun. It was just
They should bring back themes for, like, the screens. Like the PS4 and Xbox... I don't know if the Xbox One ever had them, but the PS4 used to have, like, themes. They all got rid of them.
The new generation of Xbox has it, and it's really good. It's, like, dynamic. It has, like, motion to it.
Oh, does it?
That's cool. Yeah. Like, it. Like, and they're all free. It doesn't matter the game. It's just, like, but, like, it looks so good. But how does a Switch not have that kind of stuff?
Right, like that's the
it's like you want black
stuff.
Or white.
Right,
I want a game.
I want Pokemon. I want Pikmin. I want anything you own that you can easily make this JPEG of for me to make me happy.
And I really want to know why the UI sucks so hard. Like, why can't I don't
know. Right, the system just runs horribly. Just like trying to load a game or go on the store.
Go on the store in portable is impossible.
eShop, Nintendo.
I don't know if it's the eShop, but like in portable, it's undoable. Just like, oh my God, it's a nightmare. On like when, and it's better in like plugged in form, but not by a lot. Not by a lot.
No.
Yeah. So like, I guess rumor wise, I guess I hope it's bigger. You know, like...
Bigger screen's nice.
But
I had no complaints about the OLED size, so...
Right.
Like, anything...
I'd just be fine with this, if the size...
I was going to say, I don't want it too big, honestly. The size it is now, like 8-inch, I probably wouldn't notice a difference. But if you get too big, I'm going to start to notice a difference. Like, our tablet we have here, like, this is too big. I never want it this size.
I don't think they can. The problem is they probably want to make it bigger to fit more internally, like a bigger card or like better heat.
That too,
So like,
right.
But they also know, like, I think the real issue is they don't want to make it wider. You know, that too thick. Especially for the
Joy-Con.
Which
they should be able to do. This tablet can run games at 1080p, 60 frames. If this can do it, the Switch should have no problem.
Yeah, but you gotta consider they have to make it like as thick as the Joy-Con for it to be.
Right.
You know,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is probably no thicker than the Switch, so.
Right. But, you know, this also has, like, internet browsing and stuff like that, which they removed off the Switch. It was on the Wii U and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't care about it. I don't know why, what maniac would use internet browsing on
a kind. The other systems, like, hide it. Like, PlayStation and Xbox have it, but, like...
Oh, yeah. Xbox has it for Bing, for, like, Edge, but, like, why would you...
Why would you ever use that? And Sony's pops up if you, like, somehow click a link...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it'll pop up with a web browser, and it's like, the hell is this?
So yeah, like, you know what? I guess at this point,
honestly, I want backwards compatibility.
Right, right. I want, like, just keep the cartridges, basically.
Right, right. Yeah. Give me a way to play my normal Switch games on there.
Right.
OLED. OLED screen. I don't want LCD. Don't make me go back. Right, like, right. I can't go back.
Can't go back.
Give me also, this was like a big complaint with, for me, for the Switch. Give me a banger, like, launch titles.
You didn't like 1-2 Switch?
No. I played Snipper Clips and beat that fully, and then Breath of the Wild for literally a year.
Yeah.
And nothing else came out until Mario Odyssey, literally, like, in October of that year.
Right,
so, yeah. I mean, like, that's what baffles me, is, like, when people were always like, I've never beaten Breath of the Wild or played it, but I've had a Switch since day one, and I was like, what the hell did you do? Because, like, that was all you could play.
Right.
It was literally, like, FIFA, NBA, Snipper Clips, Breath of the Wild, and then this GameStop-published game called, like, it was like Rogue Nations or something. It was some roguelike game. That wasn't bad, but, like, nobody bought it.
Right. For a launch lineup, I would want... Well, I assume Metroid Prime's going to be in the one spot.
I assume Metroid's going to be the Look, big game.
I'm praying that Mario Maker 3 is a launch lineup. That would be sweet.
Please. I just want it. I miss Mario Maker. Maybe we just play Mario Maker
tonight. It's not going to be Zelda, obvious, unfortunately. You know, yeah, like,
I mean, unless maybe it's a remake. The HD ports coming from the Wii U.
There, come on. He's a believer.
My dream. That one day I could play Wind Waker not on the game.
I've been seeing actually hate for Wind Waker remastered because they're saying like it the bloom is too high and it ruins like the original feel of the game. I'm like,
I never felt that once in my life, so those people are actually wrong. Your opinions are always valid, unless they're wrong, and that's just wrong.
Right.
There were also people, when that came out, that were like, oh, the fast sale's cheating. Like, it's not like the original game. It's like, you enjoyed boating around for 90 hours more than we needed? Okay.
Yeah, like, you could do, just not... Well, oh, wait.
Just plug in your GameCube and play it.
Was it only the fast sale, or did they have the normal sale, too? I don't remember.
No, I think it was just the fast sale.
I thought that was
fun. I don't remember, but...
Well, but don't worry. They dropped the Triforce piece hunting, mostly. You know?
Oh, my God, yeah. You guys upset about that.
Yeah, they do need a banger lineup. Yeah. Well, unless it's backwards compatible, right?
If it's backwards compatible, then I don't care. That was the problem with the Switch, was we were literally landlocked with those five games at launch, and that was
actually it. Okay. This, like, my in a perfect scenario for like a launch, they do trail like, oh, these games are getting a next gen upgrade, and it's like Smash Ultimate. Although I don't know really what more they get. Give us like a free character, you know, another character.
Right, one more. Just throw here's Gino or Waluigi. Or like both of them, right? Like, you know what we want, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was really rude of Nintendo to be like, yeah, Sakurai's leaving. This is probably the last Smash game ever. We're not giving you what you want.
Dude, we got him as a trophy.
Yeah, I mean, we got like the, what was it, the Mii costume? We got Gino costume.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then Waluigi's just stuck as a. Assist trophy, so
yeah, so like I want like a trailer, like next gen upgraded games, and it's like Smash Ultimate with like some cool new DLC.
If you're not gonna give us Mario Maker 3, Mario Maker 2, I want
with an update,
yeah,
with an update.
Right. If these games are like the next gen versions, give me more.
Give us like the Wonder update, which would be pretty wild. Some Zelda remake, I guess, or HD remaster or something, you know. You know what? Give me a remake of Minish Cap. You know, but it's just, it's Capcom.
Is so Minish Cap on?
Yes.
The online.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to think. Is there any other Zelda? Actually, you know, no. Not that we'd ever get it, but like, do a bundle upgrade of Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom, so they run better. Like through, like,
oh yeah, you know, yeah. Like, so it's just like an up next gen patch.
Yeah, for them. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, how about patches? Not like. Pay for upgrade.
Right, like an actual, yeah, like don't HD version me and then make me buy the game again.
Basically, just give us
a couple... Because I will, but I'm going to be mad about it.
Just give us a couple Nintendo games that get a next-gen upgrade, Right. Maybe
give me stuff to play.
Some indie games that are like, hey, we're getting like a next gen patch too, and it's like just these indie games that would just like not run great because it's on the Switch.
Hell, if you're gonna do Mario Kart. Everybody in the world at this point owns Mario Kart for the Switch. It's like the best selling game.
Could you imagine
ever
if they did? Let's be real.
Never made Mario Kart 10 still or whatever.
They're gonna skip Mario Kart 9. I think I full heartedly believe they're not gonna. No, one does not. 9
was the mobile game.
That's
nine,
right.
Nine was the mobile
tour.
Game.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody accept that the next Mario Kart is Mario Kart 10. X.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
X.
Probably X.
Mario Kart Extreme.
Where it's railroads.
Right. Where it's planes. Buildings, and you're like,
Could you? But seriously, a Mario Kart 10 launch title would be like the end of the world.
I honestly like they would just win that generation again. Be like, they just like come out and they just like Mario Kart 10, and that's it. They just like leave.
So like Mario Kart, like give us a
So the Zelda, I like the Zelda upgrades. I like Smash with another character.
Like, you know, just next gen upgrade with a free character. I don't know. Or you can say, like, something. Hey, we love you guys. Here's more Smash character announcement.
Or just, just be like, oh, guess what? Fighter Pass 3. And then, like, Sakurai, like, goes to the desk. And they, like, chain him up again. Just like, our work's not done.
Everybody's here again trailer. And just with the DLC characters.
I will never feel the same joy that was produced from that trailer ever. Again, because like I want to do that tonight. I want to we've talked about it before, re-reacting to that trailer because it's been so long that I feel like it would just like hit hard again. But the Zelda upgrades, Smash upgrade with new character, Mario Maker 2 update if we're not getting Mario Maker 3 with like an actual new update,
Metroid
Prime 4 I feel like is a given at this point. That's the
launch.
And if it's not the launch, I don't know what is at that point, right? It could be Mario Kart 10.
Mm-hmm. ARMS 2?
1-2-3 Switch? League of Legends ported to the Switch? That's like my wonder. Like where? Nothing Pokemon, honestly. I don't know. I feel like Pokemon is
Hold on. What if it was...
For Scarlet.
Let's be real.
I'd rather Sword and Shield, honestly. I want an update for that so I could go back to Dynamax Dungeon.
If they did this, it would also just be explosive. The Gen 5 remake, but as a launch title. That would be like.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not a big Gen 5 fan by any stretch of the imagination. But it would sell. It would sell unrealistically.
Yeah. Like, Nintendo could come out with this system and just blow their whole load. like Prime 4, if they could do Mario Kart, they could do the Gen 5 remakes. Right. They're just like Mario Maker 3. If the Smash thing that like really hypes me up that they could actually do that.
They totally could.
Right.
They could just throw Pokemon characters in. Like they have so many options and they're just like, no, we're done.
Why? Yeah, we're not doing it anymore.
Why though?
We hate the free money. We want to suffer with games like...
I mean, you were mentioning that Donkey Kong rumor. I never heard of that, but
apparently that's the rumor for this year. It's Donkey Kong's Limelight Year, and I feel like people are just in denial about that. Right. Kirby got some love, but last year with the Return to Dreamland remake.
Right? Last year was Forgotten Land.
One of them. Kirby got a game last year. Zelda got a game last year. Mario got a game last year.
Well, they literally said they want a Zelda game every year. They've said that.
But, like, I guess all the big hitters got one, and Donkey Kong still lost in the past somewhere.
Look, what if instead of those, we got a Bidoof solo adventure? Like, Detective Bidoof.
I want a game based off
Detective Bidoof, Derek.
No, I want a game based off that, like, animated short they did. Where it was, like Bidoof's training up. Yeah. I want that. The video game.
Oh, my God.
The MMORPG where we're all Bidoofs.
Yeah, that would be like that would break the internet.
Yeah.
But
I mean, the nice thing about Nintendo, right, is no matter what they announce, it will surprise me and probably make me buy the system anyway. Oh. I mean, I'll buy the system anyway. It's Nintendo, right? There's nothing they could announce
that would be
like, I would be like, oh, this is terrible. I don't want this.
It's very, like, they have to have at least one. Like, they had, like, one, you know, Breath of Wild.
The new Monster Hunter. That would be another good launch title.
Is it going to launch? We don't know that, though.
Yeah, because I don't know when it's coming out. So, if these rumors are true and the Switch 2 is either coming out this year or next year, that would be a good one to have as a launch title.
Right. I think the Switch will come out after that, but, right. You know, but...
But it'd still be a good game to just, right, like,
have. I think I could see that being a launch title. I think Switch has Switch 2 has a very good, like, way to have a launch lineup in terms of, like third
party. If it's as powerful as they're trying to do now, and you know, I mean, even if they came out and they were like, our big thing is, like, Call of Duty's a launch title, and like Modern Warfare
4,
right? Like that would sell, though. Like, that's what people would want.
But when it comes down to it, if we're only gonna get one launch title, like one exclusive launch
It'd
title,
be Metroid Prime gonna, 4.
Yeah, Metroid Prime 4, right. You know, Mario's out of the Mario's definitely Mario and Zelda are just out of the question.
Right. Like, they're new games were this year,
right?
Well, I mean, like, there's always a 3D Mario game working,
yeah,
coexisting with the 2D Mario. Like, they're working on a 3D Mario, I'm sure.
Oh yeah,
but
I mean, I guess that's possible. Odyssey was the last one.
Yeah. I mean, it could be Odyssey 2 they could do.
Right. Which would, again, be nuts.
Yeah. It's crazy because Nintendo could do any... Like I said, they could do anything. And it would just be wild. And it would be, like, widely accepted and just be nuts.
And Prime 4 is probably the lowest on the list of wild things. You know, like...
Right. To look at games to see, like, anything.
I think Sakurai could poop out of Kirby game pretty fast.
He really could.
Kirby and the
Kirby
painting
and
to
the stinky butthole.
Kirby and the painting to nowhere.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like, okay, thanks Sakurai.
Yeah,
you know, so while Sakurai's chains doing Smash, he's like, Kirby. Kirby.
It's like, oh, I'm bored for 10 minutes. Pilot wings.
Kirby. man, I could see that. I do hope it's this year. I think now there's Switch fatigue. You know, I honestly don't see myself playing, like, first-party Nintendo games for a while. Like, I go back to Smash Ultimate, don't get me wrong, but, like...
Yeah, I'll play Donkey Kong, Mario versus Donkey Kong when it comes out, but like a 6-hour game. Like, it's a puzzle game. It's
right.
Peach, like, is intriguing... But it's weird that I don't expect much from it, but I know it's going to be, like, a good game.
Right.
Like, I'm not hyped for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get that one.
Thousand Year Door, like, super hyped, but... The hell was that? Is that you?
No, what?
What just, like, breathed like that? Did you hear that? Dude, you didn't hear that? What was that?
What are you talking about, dude?
I think I'm losing. But, yeah, like, Thousand Year Door, like, it's just a remake, so, like, that's fine.
Right.
Man, Switch 2. I don't know. But, like, Pokemon's dead at this point. Like, it'll be, again, like, shiny hunting, but, like, Scarlet and Violet has no new content coming out. We're waiting for Pokemon Day, but, like,
I'm very curious on that.
That's going to be another video, I'm sure, but...
Oh, like, yeah. Oh yeah, I mean, I want to do a reaction, but completely depends on the time and, like, day it falls on.
That or what, just like
what's
a
day?
Like a guesstimate of it. I think it's February 24th.
We could do a predictions video if you want to.
Yeah, we'll do that. But like, even like that, like what they could announce at that, my guess is Gen 5 remake. If they're gonna announce a big game that day. If not, it's a side game remake / sequel.
Right.
Like a Pokemon Snap or maybe a Pokemon Stadium would be cool, but
they'll never do that.
Yeah. So
February 27th. When will they know? I guess way closer, let us know the time of the event.
Yeah, I assume they'll, like, tell us.
It's always
the
stream, like,
is stuff. They do a stream that day. It's
Pokemon Cafe.
Here's the we'll do a general prediction really quick. It's Pokemon Unite update, mobile game update, distribution for random shiny X, whatever.
Right.
And then our big ticket item, I guess.
Right.
Which is either a new...
Remake.
New game, Gen 5 remake, or side game remake / sequel.
I'll be honest, my hope, my biggest hope is just Legends Kyurem. That's, like, that's the hope.
Yeah.
Legends Kyurem.
Do that for Gen 5. That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, Legends Kyurem and... That way you can bring me back to Gen 5 and also have a cool... Because Arceus was really, 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 really good.
Right.
Although I want online battling. Even with the Swift and like a heavy style, right? That was what it called. Even with those, it'd just be fun. I think it'd be interesting.
I still like accept that game as just like something different.
I get that, right. But I don't...
But like they could do it. I don't see why they can't, right? Like you still were like... training these guys and like collecting them and whatever, right. So they could have battles and stuff,
right?
And
that's like it for Pokemon Day, right? Oh,
my biggest hope
is Pokemon Sleep Update. Nintendo Yes.
Switch 2.
Oh.
As a launch title, Super Mario Sluggers 2, or just remake the first game with like... more characters.
It's actually unbelievable that we went this entire 8 years now.
We got soccer, we got tennis, we got baseball, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games for the Switch. We got Mario plunges a toilet simulator, but Mario Super Sluggers, we haven't gotten a new game since soccer, the Wii.
Tennis.
There's golf.
Golf. Yeah,
we got all the different sports.
Yeah, dude, you have to. You just...
If not a Switch 2 title, then that game better be out this year.
Yeah, because really.
This is actually absurd.
Yeah, it's getting really bad. And like,
you know what? The best part of it is Mario Strikers, whatever the new one was called, had...
Super Sluggers?
Online... No, the soccer one. Oh. Had online lobby up with us at the same at different houses and play online. This game has to have that, too.
Yeah. Okay, like, I'll say it now. If it if that, whenever that game gets announced and released, we gotta do like a 24-hour 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when we officially announced the Goons Games and Gear Mario Super Sluggers League. People can make teams. We have like a season.
Dude, that would be
brackets of people fighting every Sunday or
if
whatever.
If that was a launch title,
that would be all that I need.
I'd be like, oh my god! Yeah.
I'd actually break
that'd
stuff.
Be the second time I feel joy from the actual. And then what if it was like, everyone is here?
Yeah. Oh my god.
And it's like Link with the Master Sword.
He goes up with there. Yeah. It's just dude. Pit is like shooting balls out of the sky or whatever. Oh my god, yeah.
That'd be such a golden opportunity. Nintendo, just dude,
please. There's your Smash replacement. If you're never going to touch Smash again.
Also, with Sluggers, I really want co-op, but like 2v2. Online.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, even if it's just like for batter stance.
They can do it, right? It's like Mario's Supercharge had 2v2 and there's 4 people on the team. So it's like...
Well, you have to consider positions, right? Like, for baseball.
Right.
I think realistically it could be like, one player controls outfield, one player controls infield.
Right.
And then batting is just taking turns. Yeah, right. Exactly. Take turns and, or like, actually what they could do is like, player one... You have a chance to steal, like you could try stealing.
Oh,
player
two
is bat, and then like alternate. You know,
that's cool.
That's like that. That'd be like the best way to do it. But yeah, that's. Oh god, I wish you didn't bring that up.
No, yeah,
that's
the dream.
That's the bogey. Okay, but yeah, that's our Switch 2 hopes and dreams
and wants and needs.
Yeah, wants and needs.
Tell us what you want in the comments below.
Yeah,
I mean. It's Nintendo. There are no wrong answers. So
Except for Wind Waker HD being a bad remake. That's actually a bad take.
But like, if you want a remake, if you want an old game, like I want Geist remade from the GameCube, which is a game like nobody's ever played.
Right.
What do you want? You want like Golden Sun
remake? I never played Golden Sun.
What's that one game?
Shining Soul 2. Yeah, I want Shining Soul 2. I want a remake.
Those are like never ever gonna happen. Keep dreaming.
I'm probably gonna switch on. Well, Golden Act team is Switch Online.
Golden Sun. Yeah.
Golden Sun. Yeah, but Shining Soul 2. If that comes to Switch, please. Online, I do want to play that.
Yeah.
Online co-op. God, I just. Man, now I just want Mario Baseball.
Let us know what you want down in the comments below.
Yeah, let us know, please. Tell us your, like, dream lineup or whatever. Tell us everything you want for Switch 2. But other than that, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.